Welcome to episode 417 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The Apostle Paul warns his readers in 1 Peter 5 verse 8, "Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour." Psychic readings, spell work, crystals, tarot cards, and other elements of New Age spiritualism have now become well-established parts of mainstream Western culture. Witches have gained massive followers. The Hood Witch has over 470,000 followers on Instagram alone. And in some places, "what's your astrology sign?" is as common a question as "what do you do for a living?" The occult isn't something hidden or fringe anymore. It's part of our children's entertainment in books like Harry Potter and movies like Halloween Town. Many young people are playing games like Charlie Charlie, which could be considered a modern version of the Ouija board. Demons and demonic activity have become cool. But Jesus didn't think so. As we find in the Gospels, Jesus spent a good amount of time in his ministry talking about and driving out demons.
Today's top 10 list.
10 times Jesus took demons seriously and why we should also.
Number 1.
Temptation in the desert. Jesus went out into the desert and fasted for 40 days following his baptism. During these 40 days, Satan tempted him. Jesus resisted all of the temptations and Satan departed. Matthew adds that angels came and ministered to him following the temptations.
Number 2.
Demon in the synagogue. While teaching in a synagogue in Capernaum, Jesus was interrupted by a man possessed by a demon. That man cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus ordered the spirit to be quiet and to come out of the man. The man convulsed, and with a loud cry, the spirit left him.
Number 3.
The possessed swine. Jesus and his disciples were traveling in the region of the Gerasenes. When they arrived there, a man, Matthew reports two men, who had been living among the tombs because of demon possession, approached Jesus and fell prostrate before him, calling out, "Jesus, Son of the Most High God, what have you to do with us?" The demons begged him, "Do not torment us." "What is your name?" Jesus asked. They answered, "Legion is my name. There are many of us." They begged him not to drive them away from that territory and requested, "If you drive us out, send us into the herd of swine." He allowed them to enter the nearby herd of swine. The pigs, now possessed, ran down a steep bank into the sea and drowned. The man who had been freed of Legion proclaimed to all the people what the Lord had done for him.
Number 4.
Driving out demons by the power of demons? After Jesus drove a demon out of a person who was mute, restoring that person's speech, he was accused of driving out demons by the power of Beelzebub, the devil. Jesus responded to the accusations in Matthew 12 verses 25 to 26. "Every kingdom divided against itself is laid waste, and no city or house divided against itself will stand. And if Satan casts out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then will his kingdom stand?" Jesus used logic to dispute these accusations.
Number 5.
Jesus rebukes demons. In Luke 4, we read the story that while curing the sick, Jesus was approached by demons who called out, "You are the Son of God." Jesus rebuked them and ordered them not to speak because they knew who he was. They knew he was the Messiah.
Number 6.
The disciples are unable to drive out a demon. A man came to Jesus and told him his disciples were unable to cast out a demon from his son. Jesus asked that the boy be brought to him. Upon approaching Jesus, the demon caused the boy to convulse. The man told Jesus that the demon had forced the boy into fire and water in an attempt to kill the boy. The father asked him to help if you can. Jesus replied, "If you can, everything is possible to one who has faith." "I do believe," the man responded. "Help my unbelief." Jesus ordered the spirit to leave the boy. Once again, the demon made the boy convulse, and with a cry, the demon left. The boy laid on the ground motionless. His father thought he was dead, but Jesus took the boy by the hand and helped him up. Later, the disciples asked why they were unable to drive out the demon. Jesus told them, from Mark's account, "This kind can only come out through prayer." In the Gospel of Matthew, he says, "Because of your little faith, amen, I say to you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you."
Number 7.
A Greek woman's daughter. A Greek woman went to Jesus and asked him to drive out a demon from her daughter. He replied, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." To which the woman responded, "Lord, even the dogs under the table eat the children's scraps." Jesus then said, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." When she returned home, the demon had in fact left her daughter.
Number 8.
Mary Magdalene. Both the Gospels of Mark and Luke describe Mary Magdalene as someone out of whom Jesus had driven 7 demons.
Number 9.
Jesus warns about Satan. In Luke 22, Jesus warns Peter that this disciple will deny Jesus. And he points out the great desire of Satan to cause division among all the disciples of Jesus. "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan demanded to have you, that he might sift you like wheat." By this, the devil wanted to shake Peter's faith so forcefully that he would fall, proving that God's faithful servant was lacking. The devil who wanted to sift Peter like wheat, wanted to sift the other disciples like wheat, and wants to sift you and me in a similar way. The devil wants us to be so completely rattled that we will lose our connection to Christ.
Number 10.
Jesus sends disciples out with authority over demons. In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus sends his apostles out to spread the gospel. One of the directives he gives them is to drive out demons, and he gives them the power to do so. In Matthew 12, verse 1, "Then he summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to drive them out and to cure every disease and every illness." This list is not at all exhaustive, but should serve to illustrate that Jesus saw the great torment that results from demonic activity. He did not play games with demons. He rebuked them and drove them out. Demons and the occult are not fun. They are dangerous. But the gospel also reveals that Jesus is stronger. Demons flee at his very name. Father, we know that the devil wants to sift us as wheat. Help us to focus on those things which are spiritually uplifting. Help us to discern the efforts of the enemy to turn us away from you. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.